Welcome to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, and I am a psychotherapist. I work in a full-time private practice, and for many, many years, I have been working, helping people, especially people that have anxiety and depression. That's been a specialty of mine. And, there are so many wonderful, wonderful techniques, and there's so many different medications out now. And, still the best thing for anxiety and depression is, for some people, medication coupled with therapy is really, really helpful. So, you don't want to ever try to handle your anxiety or your depression on your own. It's really, really a tough thing to do without somebody kind of guiding you and helping you. And that's where also the soul comes in. Our soul energy just complements all the wonderful techniques and all the wonderful therapies that are out there. So if you're in therapy, if you are taking medication, I would never say stop doing that, because there's so much benefit from that. Every therapist, I feel, is connected to their soul energy, whether they know it or not. And I even believe that doctors and medications, are all being guided by these higher soul energies, and people that have passed on are helping us. So I would never say anything is not helpful if it's helping you. I just love to help people just become aware of this energy so it can complement anything that you're trying. What I do see is that a lot of people do struggle with low levels of anxiety and low levels of depression that kind of take away their happiness and just kind of is there. And it may not be enough to get you into therapy or to get you on medication, so that it's just kind of this agitation. So this is where I really feel like the soul energy going within can be a real help. It can handle, it can really help with severe anxiety, but it could also help with just lower levels of anxiety. Because what happens is when we connect to the soul energy, our thoughts stop. And really, that's the culprit. Anxiety and depression comes really from our thoughts. Some people, will say, well, it just feels like I just wake up and I feel depressed. Or I just wake up and I just start out feeling really, really anxious. And I know that that can feel true, but they're usually, if we really look very closely, there's usually a root to some thought that has been there, just kind of fermenting this thought of I'm not good enough, or I'm comparing myself to other people, or I'm not where I want to be in my life. And those thoughts can be repetitive and just keep creating the same feelings over and over again, so that people get so used to thinking the same thing and feeling the same way that it's really, really hard to get out of those thoughts and feelings. And I do think that's why medication helps, because medication does stop, kind of blocks those thoughts, so that you're not just kind of rehashing the same thoughts over and over and having the same feelings over and over. So that's why there is a lot of value to medication. That's a really good that we have that. But it is amazing how, when you do go into this energy, your need for medication may diminish a little bit. So you have to just see, you have to test that out for yourself. And, with your own psychiatrist and own, therapist, to figure out what's the best thing for you. But, when you connect to this energy and you just have this knowing of, peace and gratitude, and love, the thoughts that used to, just get triggered really just don't hold as much weight. So that's where the soul energy really can help with the anxiety and depression, because you're just not in those thoughts anymore. In the soul energy, you really are just in, it feels like you're just basking in pure love. And, in pure love, anxiety and depression just doesn't exist. Really no bad feelings exist in pure love. So, when you meditate and you start to feel really, really good, and you start to feel this sense of peace and happiness, that that's your soul energy. And, it's not easy for us to meditate. I know a lot of people will say, you know, I have every intention of meditating. I have every intention of sitting down for a little bit and going within. But it's really, it's hard for us to disengage from the world, and it's hard for us to disengage from our thoughts. So as much as we want to feel better, it's not an easy task to do. So, but I really encourage people to even spend just 5 minutes, just close your eyes and take a deep breath and follow your breath, just so that you can come out of thought for just a little bit, giving yourself a break from those constant thoughts just for a little bit. You will see a difference. You will feel a difference. You know, if you just do a guided meditation, a relaxation meditation, you know, that is enough to kind of decrease anxiety. So these are just some, you know, pretty easy basic tips that we can do to make us feel a lot better. And it's pretty easy. You know, we know exercise definitely helps with anxiety and depression. Moving your body helps with anxiety and depression. But meditation, you don't even have to move, and it helps so much. You know, there have been so many studies now in meditation that it lowers blood pressure, it increases your metabolism, you know, and it really does detach you from this thinking, which is going to help with your anxiety and depression. I do know a lot of the people that I see, you know, after working with them for a while, you can just see how the thoughts that they used to think start to lose power. You know, when you're talking to somebody and they're listening to you and kind of in a very caring way, challenging, you know, why you're thinking so badly about yourself and how is that helping you? Those thoughts, you start to, you know, second guess those thoughts. And when people do that, I naturally see their anxiety getting better because they're just not taking those thoughts so seriously. I think one of the first things that people will always say when they come into therapy is, am I crazy? You know, and I think a lot of people stay out of therapy because they're so afraid that the therapist is going to say, oh, wow, you're just really crazy. You know, you have really crazy thoughts and you're just really crazy. And, you know, that's never the case. I mean, we're all the same. We all think the same. And our thoughts just get triggered and we're not responsible for them. Just like our feelings get triggered, our thoughts get triggered. And, you know, I think a lot of people feel very guilty for sometimes the things that they think. So if you're afraid to go to therapy and afraid to try it because you're afraid that, you know, maybe you'll be labeled crazy, I'm going to tell you that's not going to happen. You know, it's just not going to happen. If anything, you realize how sane you really are and you realize how thinking what you think is just normal. And from your perspective of your life experience, it makes sense. So even if your feelings and thoughts don't make sense to you, a therapist can help you make sense of it. Because usually the reason why we're getting triggered in certain ways does come from our past. So if you get, you know, angry very easy, or if certain things trigger you and you don't know why and you just feel like, wow, you know, why am I being triggered by all these things? You can really, you know, in therapy, figure out why things are being triggered. So it's so, so helpful. And it generally can do the trick, just that. Just finding out where your thoughts are coming from and to challenge them can be enough to really make a huge, huge difference in your life. But I like to take it a step further because sometimes I do see that we can reduce people's anxiety quite a bit just from therapy and medication, you know, that their anxiety is almost gone. But then sometimes there is that lingering, you know, thoughts that they can't seem to get rid of. And that's where I think meditation comes in and connecting, you know, connecting to your spirit that lives within you, asking for signs, and just really, you know, trying to see that there is another energy that lives in you that is really very loving and very kind and knows you intimately and really wants to help you. So I would really, you know, recommend you kind of just thinking about that if you've never thought about that before, or if you're a little resistant to thinking that a spirit does live within our bodies. You know, it can be a foreign thought for some people, and some people just know it and sense it and have known it their whole lives. So for some people, it's definitely easier than for other people. But just because you may have a more, you know, strong ego in you doesn't mean that you can't connect to the soul energy. And the thing that I love the best about connecting to the soul energy is that it just takes so much work out of working on yourself. You know, I'll get people come in all the time and say, oh my God, this working on myself is exhausting. You know, it's like I have to think about what I'm thinking about, and I have to, you know, monitor my thoughts, and I have to, you know, really, you know, exercise, and I have to, you know, do all these things to just feel good. And it seems like an awful lot to just feel good. But we're worth it. You know, we're worth this time and energy. We're worth doing all the things that create a better inner state to live in, because, you know, this life is meant to be happy. We're meant to be happy and enjoy our lives and not beat each other up so much and beat ourselves up so much. You know, the first thing I do with most of my clients that come into therapy is really try to help them just have a better relationship with themselves, you know, that they would never treat themselves the way that, you know, they would never treat somebody else the way they treat themselves. So that's a real goal in therapy is like, you know, can you be your own best friend? And what do you need to do for yourself? You know, what's going to make you happy today? You know, we tend to be very other focused. You know, how can we please other people? How can we make them happy? And sometimes we get lost in that. So it's really important to try to stay focused on ourselves and to really, you know, see how your thoughts are impacting you. You don't have to, you know, get crazy about observing your thoughts, but you do want to see that there is this connection between your thoughts and your feelings. So if all of a sudden you're not feeling great and you're starting to feel anxious, you know, it's probably thoughts that you're thinking about either from the past or thoughts of the future. And future, you know, if we're going too far into the future, we're not ready for the future and we can make ourselves really, really anxious. So that's where the present moment really comes into play. You know, let's just stay in the present. Let's not wander off into the future because it can be so scary because we're not prepared for it. We're not ready for it. But if we take, you know, the present moment 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time, then we're ready for it. We're ready as it comes into the present. We're ready for the future 1 moment at a time in the present. And that's just so much easier to handle. You know, I know that I used to have this habit of, you know, kind of thinking about the next day, you know, how many clients am I seeing? What do I have to do? And I would just keep thinking about, well, what's happening tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow? And by the end of my reviewing of what's happening tomorrow, I'm starting to feel anxious and stressed and uptight because there was a lot going on tomorrow. So now I don't even look at my schedule for the next day. I just try to take it 1 second at a time, 1 moment at a time. And when I do that, even if I'm busy, it really just doesn't take as much as it used to take out of me. So that's a really easy way to cut back on your anxiety, because if you're too future focused, you're going to make yourself really, really anxious. And, you know, that doesn't help us very much. And, you know, the other thing is if we keep going into the past too much, reviewing, you know, what we've done, you know, if we can't just let the past be the past. You know, some people will come into therapy and tell me, you know, all about what happened and all about the fight that they had and what they said and what this person said and what they said back and, you know, beating themselves up for being mean or not saying the right thing or not being kind enough. Instead of just letting it go and just saying, you know what, that happened and I said what I said and, you know, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to let it go. You know, I don't like how this feels. I don't like, you know, getting into fights with people. So, you know, maybe in the future, I will choose not to do that. So we learn something from that experience if an experience is haunting us. But then it's really important for us to just try to let it go, because keeping it in the present really just stresses us out and makes us sad and upset with ourselves. So it's not really like a great thing for us to do. So there's just so much opportunity for us to look at this in different ways, and so many opportunity for us to go within and to figure out, well, you know, if there is another energy within me, you know, that has something else to say, why don't I listen? Why don't I, you know, kind of explore that? Let me be curious about that. You know, let me be curious about, you know, people that say they meditate and they connect and they have all these great feelings and it improves their lives. Let me just be curious about it. I can evaluate it later, but let me just see if this possibly could help me, because it really, really does. You know, in this energy, you will feel what it feels like to be absent of any negative feelings, and the sense of peace that you get from doing this is just remarkable. And I know I write about it all the time. It's really, really hard to put into words. And, you know, when I talk to people about it, they'll say, yeah, it's hard to put it into words how you feel, you know, when you really feel connected. You know, it's hard to, you know, make sense of it sometimes, and it's hard to give it words, because the words just don't adequately describe what you're feeling. I don't know if it can. You know, you just have to know that inside of you is, you know, this other source that lives in us that just, you know, really, really helps us so, so very much. So I would really, you know, just keep working on it. You know, ask for signs. You know, ask your soul questions. You know, people like, well, if I am asking for signs and asking my soul questions, I kind of feel crazy about doing that. But, you know, we listen to voices, you know, we listen to the inner critic, and that's kind of crazy. So, you know, why are we listening to a voice that is telling us horrible things? You know, why do we continually try to get approval from this voice, this internalized parent or this internalized, you know, outer world? Why do we do that? So that could be labeled as pretty crazy. So we don't want to do any of those things. We want to consider the possibility that there is something more, and that if all these spiritual teachers are talking about it, and so many more people are awakening now, that maybe it's your time too. And why not? You know, why not try to live in this loving energy, you know? And then once you do, you have that to share with people. You know, it's such an amazing feeling to not feel like you want to criticize yourself anymore, and to just feel okay, you know, to feel okay in your body, and to feel okay in your life and what you're doing and what's happening. And that doesn't mean it's perfect. It just means that you feel really, really comfortable with just being who you are. And that's remarkable in and of itself, because the ego often never lets us to, you know, or wants us to just feel comfortable where we are. But the soul does. You know, the soul will constantly be giving you feelings of you're okay, you're doing great, you're exactly where you should be, and you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything today that you don't want to do. You don't have to, you know, be so productive. You can relax, you can meditate, you can read a good book, you know, you can draw, you could play some music. You know, that's what the soul would say to you, you know. And the soul being so loving and kind, how would it feel to be in the presence of the soul energy that's so loving and kind? How would that feel for you? You know, think about one of your favorite people, you know, in your life that's loving and kind to you, and magnify that like 100 times. And that's kind of what the soul feels like. You know, the soul just does not have one criticism of you, not one. You know, when I'm sitting with clients and I start to think, oh, maybe it would be helpful if they did this or they did that. And the minute I start thinking that, I kind of feel that soul energy saying, oh, but, you know, they're doing great right now. They don't have to do anything, you know. And it's always amazes me how accepting this energy is and how loving this energy is, and that this energy doesn't want you to do anything else but be you. And that is very, very different than the world that we live in, and that's very, very different than the ego that we have. So, you know, you really have to experience it for yourself. It's really hard to describe, but that's what you'll start to feel. You know, you'll start to just feel better. And, you know, I do see a lot of clients that are on a spiritual path and they come for spiritual counseling. And I can see within, you know, a pretty short time, like how much better they're doing, you know, that they're not beating themselves up, that they're enjoying their lives, that they're doing more, that they're taking more chances, that they're not really taking what other people do personally. They're able to say, you know what, I think that person was having a really bad day and they just took it out on me, you know, or maybe I said something, I reminded them of their mother. I don't know what happened, but I know that I didn't do anything. So I see this with people that are on a spiritual journey and even my clients that aren't, that over time when they're detaching from their thoughts, that the anxiety and the depression lifts. And there's an enjoyment of your life again. You know, there's that feeling of just being okay, you know, whatever's happening. And, you know, life is always throwing us challenging experiences. And, you know, we could ask why, you know, if we have this soul energy that's so beautiful, loving, and kind, why do we have a world that throws so many crazy experiences at us? And I think our souls want to grow. You know, our souls want to grow through love. So if we keep having all these, you know, contrasting experiences, and every time we have one, you know, we grow more in love and we choose love, then our soul gets to grow in a new way. If there was no challenges and if there was no contrast, then, you know, maybe our souls don't grow as much. I'm not 100% sure, but that's the feeling that I get. Is that we do like a challenge, and we do like to be able to really learn to overcome things. And so the soul will help us do that, you know. So you could be going through some pretty bad experiences, and I have had my challenging experiences, and I continue to. And I don't really expect that to change, you know. I don't expect life not to hand me things that I would just rather not have to deal with. Who wouldn't? But, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, life is filled with all kinds of experiences. But, you know, when you're in the company of your soul, every experience you go through, you see the value in it, and you can take all the good things from it, and you can be loving through it. And really, that does change the experience. It makes it a little bit easier to get through, even if, you know, our society judges certain experiences as bad. You know, some people will say, well, oh, you had to, you know, you were divorced twice. That's so horrible. Oh, I feel so bad for you. And I'm like, you know, I don't really feel bad for me. You know, I've had my experiences and I've had great relationships. And the fact that they didn't last is okay with me. And the fact that, you know, they came to an end is what it was supposed to be, you know, and that's fine. And I'm really happy in my life. So some people would look at me and say, oh, you know, well, she's a therapist and, you know, she's got two failed marriages and, you know, kind of judge me the way that I used to judge me. And the soul energy just doesn't. The soul energy is like, oh, the more experiences, the better. You know, the more experiences you have, the more you learn and grow. You know, if you didn't have these experiences, you would have never looked for something else within you. And you would have never stumbled across this beautiful energy that is really who you are and who everybody is. And you get to see it and you get to connect to it and you get to help people through it. So if I didn't have all the experiences that I've had in my life, which the world would look at and say we're not easy, we're pretty bad, then I would not be where I am now. And that's the case for many people. You know, many people really have to go through quite a bit of you know, pain and quite a bit of challenges before they really say, you know what, I just don't want to live this way anymore. You know, I don't want to feel this bad about myself and I don't want to live this way anymore. And the minute we consider that there might be another option is usually when we have some kind of spiritual experience. It's usually when we wake up to something. So, you know, the more experiences we have, the more opportunity we have to grow and to, you know, just keep growing the love that we have for ourselves. Because if every experience we have, we beat ourselves up more, we have that choice. Or every experience that we have, that we become more understanding and accepting of ourselves, then that's going to really, really change that experience. And that's going to really, really change you as a person. So it's kind of like, which one would we rather do? You know, but that's always our choice. So if you're connecting to your soul, and if you're giving your soul a voice, you're going to definitely choose it more and more, only because the impact of it in your life is pretty great. You know, you'll feel abundance. You know, you'll feel like you have so much. You'll feel like you have too much. You kind of detach from what the world is saying, and you just know certain things. And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, sell all of your belongings, and that you have to live in a way that is very, very, not materialistic. It doesn't mean anything at all like that at all. It just means that the value that you place on things has changed. You know, so things are valued and appreciated, and I'm grateful for things, and I'm grateful for everything that I have, but it's not something that I know I can take with me, and I know it's not something that is more important than, going within and really being in that energy. There's nothing more important than doing that and connecting to that. So it's something that, it just changes you in a big way. So I would recommend that you continue to, go on your journey and to turn within and to ask your soul questions, and not your ego. Ask your soul questions. So anytime you feel upset, or anytime you're starting to feel anxious or depressed, to ask your soul, what am I doing? What's happening here? Why am I getting so anxious? And if you just stay quiet for a few minutes, your soul will kind of give you either pictures or feelings, will come to you to kind of show you why you're feeling so anxious. You know, for me, a lot of times, you know, my soul energy will kind of be like, you're in your thoughts too much. You got to get out of your thoughts again. You know, what are you doing? You know, so you will get information that comes to you in different ways. And it may come to you in the form of, you know, images in your mind. It may come to you in the form of hearing things, feeling things, knowing things. It may come in the form to you of signs. Like a lot of people will see numbers, you know, they'll see 1111, or they'll see 222, or they'll see repeating numbers. And that's just, you know, your soul and the universe saying you're on the right track, and we're here and we're supporting you. And we also want to remind you that there's something more to you. So don't forget that. You know, some people see butterflies and cardinals, and they know that that's their people that have passed on. It's also your soul energy reminding you you're something more. And don't forget you're something more. So all these things, all ways to connect to your soul. And, it just takes practice. And the biggest thing, it just takes awareness, that to give yourself that chance to really connect, give yourself that chance to ask questions, to move out of the ego mind, to not let the ego be the only thing that's talking to you, to know that you can feel so, so much better, that you can live more in the moment. You know, that your ego doesn't have to take your present moments away with its thoughts. You know, that you can relax, you know, and you can just enjoy your life. And this energy feels nothing but abundance. And then the weird thing is, you know, when you don't feel like you have any deficits anymore, when you don't have any lack, you feel what true abundance is, because you're in the abundance of love. And then when you're in that abundance, you know, and you feel that so much of the time, it starts to reflect in your life. Things just abundantly start happening, opportunities, and, you know, all these great things start happening because you feel so abundant. It's almost like, oh my goodness, what's going on? Why are all these great things happening to me? Because you're in that energy of abundance. So, you know, for people that love to do law of attraction, you know, the quickest way to, you know, create things is to get into this soul energy. So, but we'll leave that for another time. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this has helped you. Leave comments. I'm also on psychictalk.net, you know, the first Monday of every month. So I hope you join me live there where you can ask your questions. And I hope you have a beautiful, soul-centered day. You deserve to have no anxiety and no depression, and you deserve to just enjoy yourself. So I hope this helps even a little bit. Have a great day.